What up, Donut Squad, and welcome to
Holy Matrimony, a podcast where we have the whole conversation about the humor,
holiness,
and hardships of marriage.
My name is Daniel Glaze.
And I'm Anna Glaze.
And we are That Catholic Couple. And today's episode is the third episode of this podcast. And this is such a, I actually think it might be much better than the first one.
I agree. I think we're getting better with practice. But it's also a very interesting spectrum of conversations, because the first part of it will be very vulnerable, where Dana and I talk about not being able to have baby number two and how that's been kind of hurting us a little bit. But then the second part will be about how I'm a horrible wife and Dana hates me for not supporting his sports teams. Yay, sports.
Enjoy.
Okay, let's get started. So I have something for you that we want to talk about. Do you want to preface it a little bit?
Yeah, I think we should. Okay. So we're going to switch it up a little bit and experiment with something on the third episode of our podcast. But instead of us together preparing and getting ready for the podcast with the same topic, what we've decided to do is that we are going to bring topics to each other that we don't know what they are about. And we're going to present it to our spouse, to each other, talk about it, see what's going on. So Anna's going to do the first part, and she's going to tell us if it's a humor, hardship, holiness, or whatever about our marriage. And then I'm going to do the freestyle, and we see if how it's going to work. And maybe we might do it for the rest of the podcast that it's just us two. So
yeah, Anna. Well, I think it helps also as spouses in a marriage where, like, we don't prep for conversations before we have them, you know? So, like, I want it to be a little bit genuine as well as we go along this podcast, where it's like, it's just a husband and wife talking about stuff that they're going through. And maybe that will bore some of our listeners, but I think it's really good for us. So here's what I'm presenting.
Okay. I'll back away and let you do it.
Yes. So, I'm doing a theology of the body course at our parish.
I'm joking. I'm not going to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
At our parish. Today was the second week that I've been going to it. So it's a 3-week course. This is the second one. It's awesome. I'm getting a lot of knowledge from it. And to preface it, like, I did know TOB beforehand. And I think because Daniel, you've gone through a TOB course before.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from my spouse. I learned a lot from, like, being a missionary and just being involved in Catholicism in general. So, but I've never taken an actual course.
Yeah. You're like, you've just kind of gathered it throughout your time of being a Catholic.
Yep.
Not like a formal, like, here's the anthropology of us and here's where we're going and
right. Our
bodies as opposed to just sexuality.
So, right.
Okay, I'm excited to hear what you got.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So today, though, I did not want to go into class for a specific reason. And I know, again, it's only the third episode, but it's a little vulnerable, and I think that's okay. We're
setting the precedence on our podcast, so
we're open books.
If you've seen our vlogs, you know exactly who we are.
Yeah, Dana and I think we're both on the same page of always being authentic and real with people, and we don't care how real that's gonna get. We're very comfortable with it. So we have done a video about this on our YouTube channel before a couple months ago, but it's been almost a year that we've been trying to have a baby. Lily is 2 now, and it hasn't happened.
So I know I'm not supposed to interrupt, but I want to say, when she says that we've been trying to have a baby, we've been like, I want to get even more honest on, like, we have tried to conceive during your peak days.
Right.
Literally every month.
So we've been practicing NFP, charting with Creighton, I don't know why I sounded so country.
We've been charting with Creighton.
Just doing the Creighton model, you know, following my symptoms, all of that. I will also preface and say that, to be honest, we haven't seen a doctor.
How many prefaces are
I know,
gonna
we're
going
to do a lot of preface. Okay, because I want to make sure that, like, we're presenting this in a way that doesn't make us sound like we think we're an infertile couple, because I don't think we are, but we are dealing with a phase of infertility right now, or a small season of infertility.
From what we have done and what we have presented to ourselves, yes, I would say from the fullness of knowledge that we have with what we've done in our lives, I guess I'm just trying to say we've literally done everything aside from actually going to a doctor.
Yes.
Because of healthcare and kind of some of our transitional stuff that I think that's what we're trying to point at, is that we've not actually had doctor diagnosed PCOS or anything like that.
Right.
Or, like, secondary infertility is kind of what we're thinking, but there's been no official doctor. This is what we're saying, but we've done NFP long enough that we know that, I mean, Lily was conceived in 2 weeks after
right,
we got
that,
married.
Right, that we should be conceiving in these points.
Our sexual organs should be working.
Right, that we should be conceiving, and we're not. I think that's the fact that we have right now, is that, like,
it has been proven that we can conceive, and mm-hmm. we're concerned that since it was not as quick as our first child, that we quote unquote should be conceiving,
right?
Because we don't make that call,
right? Yes, absolutely. And so
dive right into what you're trying to bring.
So
me.
With all of that being said, we definitely know that we're not in the infertility boat, but yes. We are dealing with some sort of infertility for about a year now, or something that's just not happening. And I think that's the mystery of all of it, is that like you said, we've had a child before, which I know that so many other couples have hard journeys with infertility that they haven't even been able to have a child. And so that's why I don't want to claim this at all, because we've already been blessed with one that, you know, we do see her as a gift. But it's just been very hard, especially for me recently. A lot of our friends that have had that were pregnant with us at around the same time when we had Lily, everyone was starting out their vocation, starting out their families, and we all kind of got pregnant at around the same times, like within the span of a year. Now all of these families are in their second, and they're
starting their third.
Yeah, like second or third. They've done their, you know, pregnancy announcements. I follow them on social media. I see all of that, and a part of me is very happy, but there's a part of me that as the year progresses and as this mystery keeps going of not knowing what is going on, every time I see another post like that, or every time I hear some joyful news of a pregnancy, I can't help but to feel really cut to the heart, like really hurt and sad and bitter, almost. Yeah. Bitter and angry at God.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying not to cry right now, because I don't want it to. I mean, if I cry, who cares? But yeah, it's just very hard. And I'm having a very hard time with that. So long story short, today, before I went into the TOB study, I was on social media in the parking lot, because I got there early, and someone, a friend of ours, posted that they're pregnant with their number two. And I was like, yay. Like, but the first thing I texted Dana was like, and another one, you know, like another family is having a blessing, a child, and it's not us, you know. So I was very hurt. I was very discouraged. I didn't even want to go in there. I wanted to sit in my car and cry. But I ended up going. So I go in there, and the first half of this TOB course, which if you haven't taken a TOB course, like, I just encourage you to do so, because I think it really is the antidote to so many things that are culturally wrong in our world right now. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I'm being rocked in many different ways. But one of them was today we were talking about original man, and how with original man, you have original solitude, original unity, and original nakedness.
Yeah.
And how Adam and Eve basically took matters into their own hands. They grasped at their own desires, I guess, instead of allowing God to properly order those desires. And they took without receiving themselves. They didn't trust God because they thought that God was holding back from them, that it caused them to fall into sin, right? It caused them to just not trust him, not be confident in God, that he is a loving father. And they just took matters into their own hands. And one of the discussion questions was, what is one area in your life where you feel like God is holding back from you? And I'm choking up right now, because I feel like he's holding back from our family growing. And how even in Theology of the Body, I'm learning about how, man knows himself more and through a sincere gift of self. Is that JP2's quote? I'm butchering it completely. But
I don't remember it verbatim, but
I should pull out my notes. But
the
anyway,
greatest gift of man is oneself.
Man comes to know himself through a sincere gift of self.
Paraphrasing. Yeah.
And how we are created to continue to give ourselves as gift, right? Like we Adam and Eve, when they first saw each other before original sin happened, they were able to have a deep intimacy that wasn't just the sexual union. It was knowing that their bodies express that love of God, and they were able to see each other as gift. Like, I give myself to you, you give yourself to, or you receive my gift and therefore give yourself back to me. And it's in full trust and full confidence. Right now, I feel so discouraged, because I want to give more of myself. I have the desire to create life with my spouse, and it's not happening. Like, yeah. Like the outcome of a spousal love and a spousal union, which is life, is not happening, and how we were ready to give
which
of ourselves,
can be life, which right. could be life.
Yeah.
I think that's the preface that I want to intercede and say, like, it could be life. It's not the only expression, but it's the fulfillment of the one union in flesh, right?
Right.
Like we love each other so much that we fully give you to each other, which includes sexually, mm-hmm. which is the, I guess, ultimate form of self-gift.
Right.
Actually, I don't know if that's true. I might take that back. I take that back. Is self-sacrifice.
Self-sacrifice is the biggest gift.
Exactly.
Not
yes,
sex.
Not sex. But I meant more so of like in the marital construct, the fullness of giving oneself is essentially sexual. Like that's how we become one flesh.
Right.
Is sexual.
Right. Yeah. Which we talked about today. It was like the
exactly,
union of
yeah.
one flesh and what that means okay. and what that symbolizes.
Yes. So then what are you bringing to me today to discuss?
How I'm angry.
Yeah.
Like I'm angry and I don't know if I have a full solution. That's why I want to talk about this with you, mm-hmm. but I'm just
in like 4 minutes because that's how much we
time.
Have in the first half.
But I'm upset. I'm bitter. I really do feel that even though my brain, like, I don't know, my knowledge of God and knowing that he is a good, loving God, I know that he's not holding back, but I can't help but to still feel that way.
Yeah, so
I don't know where to go from here.
I know, that's why I'll jump in. Well, and I think this is like the one thing that you and I keep coming back to is like, what does it mean to truly be open to life?
Mm.
Right? Like the whole idea of, especially in the Catholic circles, is if we're open to life, at least like kind of culturally when it comes to like at least our generation really.
Well, due to the sexual revolution.
Like, no, that's not where I'm going.
Oh,
Then maybe I should just rephrase it. What I'm trying to get at is if we're open to life, we normally mean that since we are open to life, we feel like God's going to grant us that life immediately or when we want it.
Yeah.
And that's not being truly open to life.
Right.
That's being open to using using God in a sense. Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was just saying that like, I'm only open to life as long as it's on my terms, even if it is conceiving, right? Because if we're pro-life, then we're pro-life in that we want to have a child.
Right.
And we're obviously not going to have an abortion or do anything to try to mess with that life. Therefore, we think that since we are on the quote unquote good side or the side of life, therefore we basically say, God, I want life. So
we
grant
demand
it now.
It. Yeah.
Grant it now.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's, I'm in the same boat. Like I'm a little apprehensive to say that we're quote unquote infertile because we haven't had a doctor's appointment or anything like that. But knowing who we are, it kind of doesn't make sense that we haven't had a child or conceived even a little bit by this time if we've been trying for a year.
By a little bit.
Well, and I'm surprised that we even haven't had any hint towards being fertile, like any hint of like, oh, this might be a pregnancy, like, oh, like Anna had her periods late or like we took
there's literally been nothing.
Yeah.
Aside from my symptoms are regular, which is also really
it's
crazy.
Good.
It's good, but it's again, that goes back to the whole like not knowing. And that was something else that we had in TOB is that like, we have to have purity of heart, and trust that like God is good and wants what is inherently good for us and for our bodies. Our bodies are inherently good and can be pointed towards life. But sometimes we desire ultimate knowledge, and that's because of original sin, sadly. We can't have that.
I know. Isn't that so good? Like when you learn about like what we, not so good, doesn't it also kind of piss you off?
Oh my gosh, so
that
much.
Like when you learn about, not exactly, but like, I guess maybe exactly what we had when we were Adam and Eve, essentially.
Right.
And like having that full knowledge, having that full of essentially everything that we have full capacity to be currently, but we can't because of sin.
Right.
Aren't you like, F you, Adam.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, why the hell did you eat that freaking apple?
Well, and that's what I brought up in my discussion group, too, is like, we're studying Genesis and how I'm like, I freaking hate our original parents. Like, and I probably, you know, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know what the actual.
I think it's okay for us to hate sin.
Okay.
Because that's what entered into the world because of Adam and Eve.
And the facilitators of the TOB course are two of our really good friends. Yeah. And so one thing that he brought up was, oh gosh, it was a great statement. He said, how are we supposed to know original nakedness if we inherited the fig leaves?
Ooh.
I was like, oh my gosh, dang. That is so
First off,
real.
I've never been afraid to be naked, so I understand what it means to be fully naked.
Okay, and so I guess we're tangenting just a little bit onto
the TOB
thing. But one thing else that he said, though, that I want to just share with everybody is that shame, a lot of times we think that shame is a reaction to being embarrassed, right? Yeah. Like they hid in shame, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a defense mechanism, because when, like, let's say you walk in on someone who's naked, the first thing that they do is cover up in shame, but it's not because they're ashamed of their bodies. Like, there's nothing inside of us that says, like, our bodies are bad. It's more so that we have been geared to see our bodies as objects of pleasure. And so you hide and you cover yourself as a defense mechanism because you don't want to be treated as a body, as an object of self-gratification or gratification to somebody else.
Damn, Satan is so good.
Oh, yeah. Like,
because, oh my gosh.
It's so insane.
Yes, the objectification of women now.
Right.
And not even just pornography, but just in general.
But so that's why you hide. You hide and you're ashamed of it, but not because you're actually ashamed of your own body, but more so that, like, you don't want to be treated as lustful, a toy, right? Like, a lustfulness,
object,
right? And even when someone else is in front of you naked, sometimes the thing you do is, like, you avert your eyes, like, because you're like, I don't want to see you in that light.
Yeah.
And how, like, Adam and Eve didn't even have that. Oh, I know. I could get into it
that was
all
so
day.
Loud.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
So I.
When it comes to us and kind of resolving this part, what are you trying to get at?
So I think, first off, is, again, we're not claiming to be in the infertile camp, but I can see the frustration that maybe a lot of these couples go through, even if it's in a small glimpse of that, of the impatience, the not understanding, the mystery of it all, the wanting the knowledge and the answers, and the desiring something good and not understanding why good isn't given.
Yeah.
That's the hard part right now, and how you want to trust God and you know that God is good, but it's still just very frustrating. It's almost like you have to convince yourself of, no, but God is good, right? Like, no, but God. And I feel like that's been my prayer right now, is that I have to convince myself that God loves me, and that's the truth. Like, that is the truth that I sit on or stand on, not sit on, stand on. But at this point, when you're dealing with frustrating things like this, it's just hard to convince yourself of that.
Well, and I think that,
or just sit in that truth.
That lie of okay, here's what I'm trying to get at. So the idea that we once had the fullness of truth, or like the fullness of knowledge, is that what it was? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is so easy for the devil to twist in our mind, of like, if only I knew God's plan, like, if only I knew why God was not letting us have a child, if only I knew the truth of this, or the knowledge, the full capacity of knowledge of this, then I'd be okay.
Right.
And it's like, no, we wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would still, it would still hurt. It would still, not even necessarily hurt. It would still be like, yeah, like, we're supposed to not know, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're supposed to not know, especially because sin entered into the world.
Yeah.
Like, we did this to ourselves, and
like,
this is
our reality.
This is our reality.
Yeah.
And in no way am I trying to say that your emotions aren't valid.
Right.
By saying that. Because I know this has been quite a conversation for the past, like 8 months in our family, in our marriage, really, what exactly do we do? Like, I know you've been feeling this a lot harder than I have. Well, maybe not now, but like definitely earlier in our marriage in the past year. So,
And I think just a public service announcement for anybody else, that knows of couples who are going through this, that maybe they're in the same boat where, like, they've just been waiting. any amount of longing and any amount of waiting is hard for any couple. And so I think there are a lot of well-intentioned people out there who say statements like, well, maybe it's just not your time, you know, like, or you shouldn't freak out. You know, you've only been doing this for about a year. I think it's well-meaned, or there's good meaning behind it, but sometimes it does negate the couple's emotions as they go through this journey. And so just being mindful of that and being aware that, like, sometimes no matter how good intentioned your statements are, they might still hurt. They might just still hurt other people and other couples who are still waiting for a
absolutely
child.
Yeah. So thank you for bringing this. I'm glad we talked about
it. I know
it's
really deep.
I think this is, I like this. I like the idea of kind of us bringing something to each other. And I'm very excited to essentially put you on the hot seat during this next freestyle.
I'm so excited.
But first, we're going to take a quick break to let everyone know that we are officially now on iTunes and Overcast. We did something weird with our podcast URL that made the RSS feed kind of freak out with the Apple Podcast submission. And we officially are finally on Apple Podcasts. With that being so, we are also on Overcast. And all the other apps that we are on are Google Play, Pocket Podcasts or Pocket Casts, Spotify, and Stitcher. If you want to listen to this on a different app, please let us know. And we also want to thank our patrons. Without you guys, none of this would be possible, both our YouTube channel and this podcast. Don't forget, every Wednesday, we are dropping the Patreon-exclusive extra podcast over at thedonutsquad.com.
Okay, Daniel, I rambled the first part. Hit me with it.
I have been wanting to talk to you about this specific thing.
Oh, gosh.
And I cannot wait to hear what you have to say to the 200 people that listen to this podcast.
The two people.
I can't wait to say it. What? Okay. So I was scrolling through Instagram the other day.
Oh, gosh.
And I want to make our TCC.
Is this about me?
It was about our family. I was scrolling through Instagram the other day. And I'm trying to get our TCC Instagram, like, to actually be active on the platform. And so I've been searching different Catholic Instagrammers or whatever you want to call it. And I came across these adorable photos of this, like, family and this mom and this dad, and they were all wearing a Seattle Seahawk jersey. Or they were all wearing Seattle Seahawk jerseys.
The mom was
like decked out in like Seabrook Waffle House.
Sure.
They were just decked out in Seattle Seahawks uniforms. And I want to know, why do you hate me and my sports teams? Actually, no, I kind of really want to get, I really want to get your honest opinion, because I know that there are certain wives who, like, yeah, kind of like, I guess, like, latch on or like kind of have their with maybe one team that I like.
Yes.
But, like, this is the thing, is like, I love sports. I'm one of those cliche men that if I could, I would sit down and watch a whole Saturday of football. But I don't, and because that's not what
right,
I'm called
I'm
to do as a
human.
Exactly,
right.
As a husband, you're not supposed to do that. That's BS if you do. But I am very passionate about my specific teams, which are, for those who are wondering, because I was born in Indiana, I am a Indianapolis Colts fan. I have been for as long as I can remember. I've also been an Indiana Pacers fan for basketball in the NBA for my entire life. I've been an Atlanta Braves fan my entire life because of TBS. They were on almost every single day when I was growing up. I'm a Dallas Stars fan for hockey. And I'm a Notre Dame football fan for college football. And I'm an IU basketball fan for NCAA basketball. And I'm missing something else.
And you're Team Mexico when it comes to World Cup.
Hell
I'm just
yeah.
Kidding.
Mexico. Viva Mexico.
Even though
USA is boo-boo.
I know, but Mexico is also really dirty.
Very true, yeah.
So
wow, dirty Mexicans, I know. That's so racist. No, I know you didn't mean that. But I guess I'm asking, why do you hate me?
I don't. Oh, my gosh. You are painting me out to be this horrible wife.
Anna, I have had you watch so many, not so many. I've had you watch at least 3 football games and you have just been on your phone the entire time.
I was like, I'm just on my phone. Why yes. is that making... Okay.
And then you...
Can I answer now?
No, because I also want to defend myself because I didn't want to watch The Great British Baking Show and then you made me watch
You're welcome.
It. And it's amazing.
I know.
I didn't want to watch some other things that you've made me watch and I've loved it. This is what I'm trying to say is I got you into Adele. Yes, very true.
Paramore.
Yeah, well, I liked Paramore. It's one of the only white bands I liked before.
I got you into Audrey Assad, original Audrey.
Kind of. No, I liked Audrey a little bit before. Maybe you're right. Okay. But that's what I'm trying to say is I feel like I have given your things a fair shot and actually invested in it. aside from your high school band-aids, I'll forever make fun of you on that.
What?
But I'll still take you to the DCI competition.
Oh, yes. Please take me to DCI.
And you know I would, but you would go to a football game with me, but you wouldn't actually sit down and watch love.
Am I allowed to answer now?
Absolutely not, because I'm going to shut you down this entire freestyle because I've been wanting to talk to you about this.
Daniel.
Now make your case for the world to actually love you.
Okay. So I don't have an answer aside from thank you first off for taking genuine interest in my things. I'm sorry if I have failed you in the past 3 years as a wife for not latching onto your sports team. I didn't grow up with sports. I really didn't. Like, even my dad wasn't a big sports fan. Like, I think baseball was his favorite sport.
Baseball.
So I grew up with the Braves and I like the Braves because my dad would watch the Braves all the time. Because you're right, they were on TV every day.
Yes, and the playoffs, they clinched their playoff berth a couple of days ago. So you better be ready to watch the playoffs.
Yeah,
when they get here.
I totally knew that.
Sorry if that was a loud thing in the microphone. But.
No, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I didn't grow up with sports. I grew up with more like music and art and, you know, I don't even know why. I just did.
Music and art?
Like
what
arts? Like just arts in general. I was more inclined into the arts than the sports because I was bad at sports. So I was just like, screw this. So I just didn't take an interest in it. But I played basketball all of elementary school. So I love basketball. I love your Pacers.
Yes, I'll give you that. But why isn't...
Okay, but you also make me look bad for not being decked out in gear. But it's also because we haven't been able to afford it in our budget. Can I get a little mercy on that? I want us to have like jerseys.
Yes, but I'm afraid that you are just going to be one of those fans that I can't stand.
What?
Where you literally just rep the gear and know nothing about the teams.
Duh.
No, but like, honestly, okay, this is going to be...
There's just so many guys. Okay. In a football team, how many names am I supposed to know? Like 25.
No, honestly,
and then in a basketball team, I'm supposed to know like 15.
All I would want
15.
You to know is there... Is
I don't
there,
even know the numbers.
It's fine. That's fine. I don't know. I always envisioned my family, including my wife, and I know this sounds so superficial.
A little petty, but...
No, but like...
But it's important to you.
Yes, I've always wanted to have my wife and my family and my kids be invested in my sports teams.
Lily does.
Yes, Lily absolutely. She knows like a game is on. She already says go Pacers, go Colts, go Irish. Kind of go Braves, but we don't get to watch that many Braves games because they're never on TV now. But yeah, I don't know. I always envisioned my wife like sitting there next to me on certain times. Like, not like maybe like engulfed as I am in my teams, but like at least like well into like, hey, let's do something for the football game, or like I'll at least show some interest in. And I guess I'm more specifically talking about football now.
Okay, yeah, because football is the one sport that for some reason I just cannot. I can't get into.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh. You're the worst.
Okay. I want to let everybody know am I claiming that my wife doesn't love me?
I know my husband well enough now to know that that was not
but
intentional.
But
I do know, like, I want you to know that like I'm receiving what you're saying and I still know that it's important to you. So I will try harder, but I'm sorry. I just can't. Football, for some reason, it's so long. There's just the screen is huge and I can't figure out where
the screen is. Okay, here's the thing.
In basketball, like the court isn't that big. Correct. So like I know where the basketball is. Like when people are passing it, I'm like, oh, I can see it. In football, I have no idea where it is, because then like they throw it and then some people don't have it and they're pretending they're running with it and then like someone else has it. I know that's a stupid argument, but I never know where the freaking ball is on football. So I'm going to try. I'll try with football, but we're going to go try to see your teams this year. So I'm really excited for that, right?
Yes, I'm very happy that we live in Houston now, so we can go see.
We live in a big city.
Next weekend, big I think city. Next week we're going to actually go see the only game that we can see the Pacers play.
The Rockets.
In the preseason. So it's not going to be a real game. It's going to be a real game, but it's not going to be like a competitive regular season game.
Right.
Unless they play them in the playoffs, which would have to be the NBA championship.
Not to say that I want to move to Indiana, but I wonder if it also helps to be around people who also cheered for these same teams, because I always feel like we're the outcasts. Because we don't cheer for Texan teams most of the time.
Yeah, what of it? Welcome to my life, my entire life. That's been my entire life.
I don't fit in. I've been around
UT fans, A&M fans, Texans fans, Astros fans, Ranger fans, Oiler fans. Actually, I've never been around Oiler fans.
When people talk about like the Cowboys and the Texans and stuff.
And the Cowboy fans, nobody cares about Cowboys. I'm like,
what about, you know, the new movie that just came out? You know, it just divert the
Have you heard the new Hans Zimmer soundtrack?
Have y'all listened to the Soundtrack Show podcast? It's good.
Don't override my freestyle.
Okay. Hockey, I don't know enough about
hockey. I'll give you a pass on hockey.
So, but you also, can you give me a little credit for, I'm a great Pacers rooter.
Yes, you're very open. You're at least.
I love basketball.
Yes, I'm very happy basketball. That you're down to get NBA League Pass when it opens up.
I want NBA League Bass.
You want to get a League Bass.
A Bass.
The pro fishing. NBA League Bass.
I'm down to watch the Braves. Baseball is also a little long, but I like the environment of baseball.
I can.
The atmosphere of baseball.
When you go.
When you go to a game, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But if we do that at home, we can easily recreate that at home, like get some hot dogs and get some beer here at home.
Sit in some crappy seats.
Put popcorn in the chairs.
Like, hey, sit down up front.
Yeah, hey, what's it going? How's it going? Never mind.
That's not how people talk.
Not an accent. I'm not even going to do it.
Okay.
So, okay, I take what you're saying. I will receive it, and I will work harder to at least be a little bit more invested in the Colts, because it is NFL season now.
Yes.
We're in it right now. Yes. I will try to cheer and be a supportive
I guess all I'm saying is that when it comes to the big three sports and maybe lacrosse as well, because that's what I played,
but lacrosse I also still can't get into.
I won't make you do that yet, because their pro league is garbage right now.
Right.
But I will ask.
But I know you played lacrosse, so that part gets me excited.
Correct. And I would imagine that if our kids and when our kids play, you hopefully get into it. If not,
which we both agree though that we don't want them to play football.
Why would you say that on the podcast? It's gonna make everybody hate us.
No.
But yeah, CTE is real. I don't want my kids playing football.
CTE is so real.
Okay, but don't try to act like just because I know what CTE is.
What if I just take that now? Like, talking about
CTE,
that.
CTE, that's been my reason the whole time.
That's why.
No, I don't want to yell at you.
You just all flung I'm that asking, door open
yes,
for
stop.
Me to walk into.
All I'm asking is for you to enjoy my Pacers, my Colts, and my Braves. That's all I'm asking from now on.
That's all I ask of you.
Stop.
Phantom
please.
Of the Opera, if anyone knew that. Yes, I will. I will cheer more for the Colts. I think I do a good job of the Pacers already.
For now.
And I do a decent job on the Braves.
No, you
but
don't.
I think the Colts is the one that you want me to like work
yes,
on.
Yes, I at least
the
want
most.
You to know. Okay, I at least want you to know what the scores are, what their record is. How Andrew Luck did. That's
I wonder
all I want.
How many people are like rolling their eyes of like, oh my gosh, Dino, get over it. And some men listening, they're like, oh my gosh, Anna, why can't you just be supportive?
That's because I always think that there's marriage. Like three kinds of like sports wives. The ones that are like either have their own team, like because they grew up like
fighting
in a sports
and
team.
Fight the spouse on it. Like it's like a little rivalry.
Exactly.
Home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the ones that are
jump
fans
on.
Of faith fans of sports and then are like, okay, well, I'll be a fan of this one. And there's wives like you that don't care but have husbands that want them to care.
I'll just drink some wine on the side and make a phone call with my friend.
You can drink the wine and like go luck and be like, just get hella drunk.
Maybe I just need to have coffee too, like coffee while I'm watching the game. It'll keep me excited and jittery.
Woo! I don't know what to say to you anymore. Okay, I really
we're
don't
gonna
know
wrap it up.
Yes,
I will try harder with my husband. Moral of the story.
Exactly. So let's just say that I am going to hold you to this, and this is going to be a recurring thing on this podcast of if Anna actually cared about football this week.
See how I'm doing?
Yes, exactly. Okay, let me ask you this right now: who did the Colts play last week?
One of the ones from Ohio.
No.
The Bengals. No, the Tigers.
That was their first game.
The Browns.
The Bengals.
The Browns.
No. What is Sergio's favorite team?
Oh, the Eagles?
Yes.
We play the Eagles?
Yes, and we almost won, and we dropped 3 touchdowns in the end zone, but don't, aww. I mean, 3 passes in the end zone, but don't get me started.
I'm so sorry.
Who are they playing this week? The Texans.
Oh, I knew that.
In Indianapolis.
Yes. Oh, really?
Exactly, yeah. So we could take control of part of the AFC South. We'll stop right here. But what I do want to say is I don't think we've officially said on our podcast yet, but we want to say thank you so much to our editor, Nathaniel.
He's
a Donut Squad member, an OG one.
The best.
Honestly, so we might be like talking to him throughout he might become a character on our podcast. I think that'd be kind of fun. But we also want to say that since we are on iTunes, you can officially go review us now. Mm-hmm. So please go do that. It helps people get to know about this podcast by you guys just going in there and talking about how awkward our voices are together. but where can they find you on, actually, if you want to go on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, use the hashtag Holy Matrimony, Holy with an E, to join the conversation about this podcast.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @AG_Glaze.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @D_Glaze.
And you can also follow our personal That Catholic Couple.
It's not a personal. Our TCC Instagram.
Our personal, I keep saying it, I'm sorry, our actual TCC Instagram account, which is @IsInEffect.
And you make sure you go subscribe to us, youtube.com/thatcatholiccouple, and you will hear us next Monday.
Stay holy, my friends.
Deuces. Adios.